Simon & Schuster Audio presents House of the Rising Sun by James Lee Burke. Read by Will Patton.
In memory of John Neihardt and A.B. Guthrie, without whose work there would probably be no American West. Go tell my baby sister never do like I have done, to shun that house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. From House of the Rising Sun, as collected by Alan Lomax. Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you. Matthew, chapter 21, verse 31. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard, amid the guns below. From In Flanders Fields by John McCrae. 1916. Chapter 1. The sun had just crested on the horizon like a misplaced planet, swollen and molten and red, lighting a landscape that seemed sculpted out of clay and soft stone and marked by the fossilized tracks of animals with no names, when a tall, barefoot man, wearing little more than rags, dropped his horse's reins and eased himself off the horse's back and worked his way down an embankment into a riverbed chained with pools of water that glimmered as brightly as blood in the sunrise. The sand was the color of cinnamon and spiked with green grass and felt cool on his feet, even though they were bruised and threaded with lesions that were probably infected. He got to his knees and wiped the bugs off the water and cupped it to his mouth with both hands, then washed his face in it and pushed his long hair out of his eyes. His skin was striped with dirt, his trousers streaked with salt from the dried sweat of the horse. For an instant, he thought he saw his reflection in the surface of the pool. No.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?